You know, how are you feeling in these final hours, final day?
We're feeling as good as we can feel. We've done everything we can to win. We have we've been everywhere and back, and we've talked to people, and we've done our campaign the right way, and we feel good about it.
Any insights you're getting? Any feeling you're getting about what might happen tomorrow?
I think that people are going to hold Mr. Collins accountable. I think they're going to say, you know, if we don't stand up to him now, it's going to be a signal to the next politician who does things like he's done that you can get away with this stuff. And I think the people of Western New York are not going to let him get away with this stuff. And if you don't push back when people like Mr. Collins act the way they do, then you never will. And I think I'm hearing very loud and clear that people want a better way. I should also say that I'm also hearing loud and clear that people want they want bipartisanship, and they are going to this. We all know this is a Republican region, and I have listened to the Republican voters of this region, and they're telling me over and over again, Nate, don't let us down, don't betray us, and I promise them common sense leadership and not party affiliation.
Are you frustrated with how he's run his campaign, or is it actually a benefit to you that you're running around the district and you know, he's doing it kind of incognito?
I am frustrated. I still think it's going to be close. We're going to win, but it's going to be close. But if he had gotten on the stage, I think we would win in a landslide, because he cannot talk openly about his record, let alone the criminal allegations. He cannot talk about his record. There is no record. This is a man who said repeatedly that he works for his donors, not for the people of this region, but for his donors, not for New York State taxpayers, but for his donors. And we know who his donors are. In the last cycle, he had three donors from Western New York. That's it. It's never been heard of before in the history of incumbent politics. Never has a person only gotten three donations, and for a total of $80. All his other money came from big pharmaceutical companies, big, huge corporations outside of Western New York. So we know who he's fighting for, and we're going to fight back. And I think if we got on a stage with him, he would have not looked good.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.